spokesman. I'm also pleased to see Dr. Russell Norman of the Green Party, as well as John Norman, the Ag-Party agricultural spokesman. Farmers are the thin line of government to stand between this current recession, not descending, and from economic depression. I don't wish to use cliches, but when it's a fact, it's sometimes hard to avoid them. Farming is this country's backbone. 65% of everything we sell to the world comes from the land and sea. We're launching this manifesto here, for this is the hub of Wellington's transport network. Farming is the hub of what we call the economy. Without farming, there would be no need for this nation. Without farming, New Zealand would be a poorer place, financially and culturally. Farmers are citizens of this country too. Their children go to the same schools, they sleep in the same living, they walk the same tracks, they go to the same hospitals, and yet they breathe the same air. Down the country, we're all in it together, and we want the best for New Zealand and our children. Our manifesto is what we consider to be the recipe for the next government to unlock all the people of the primary sector. Out of 25 of the last 27 years, agriculture has outperformed the rest of the economy. When things got worse, we farmers got much better. But there is a limit how much longer we can continue like this. We need something to change and where to go to the next level. And give New Zealand an even greater chance of getting inspiring and looking to have. That's why farmers want to build policymakers in New Zealand. We're doing something pretty outstanding because in a world with food reserves of housing, a year and 35 days, we can produce food and we're doing very, very well with a much smaller carbon footprint than anywhere else on the planet. New Zealand may only consume around 1% of the world population, but we do it, again, by saying it's the lowest carbon footprint. The only limit on us is land. As Will Rogers once famously said, buy land, they ain't making. They ain't making any more of the stuff. New Zealand may not be the biggest producer. We simply can't be the land mass we have, but we definitely are the world's best. Our manifesto calls on the next government, our next government, to end its time for the next big economic peace. Embrace the primary sector, invest in it, protect it, and unleash the force. What Federated Farmers is calling for is an agricultural wage. Centered on three major themes. Agriculture is the backbone of the New Zealand economy and important to all New Zealanders. This manifesto is about economic transformation to benefit all New Zealanders. New Zealand farmers are striving to make New Zealand an A-plus economy. And need our policymakers to invest their time and energy to understand what new potential is right here, right now. Second theme, environmental and economic sustainability is one and the same thing. Economic and environmental sustainability go hand in hand. Farmers naturally care for the environment as they work the land every day. The environment can't be protected, it is unaffordable. New Zealand also has a great story to tell on a world scale, but myopic policy setting threatens the sustainability of not just farmers, but of all New Zealanders. To change the world, we need to increase trade, increase trade access, get good market returns, and have competitive inputs, and a fair, compliant burden. The third point is farming regeneration. Farmers are in this for the long haul. As custodians of the land, the food and vital harvest benefits the entire community. Farming needs policy frameworks to ensure we all benefit for generations to come. We need sensible policies around infrastructure, skills, research and development, property rights, water, among others, to ensure the next generation is the right, is chosen, Depart for New Zealand. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, time to wait. Well, apart from the last few days, it's one of the most constant practices in New Zealand. We've had a fairly low definition of the agricultural sector growing for this community. It's great in the last week we've finally got some positive statements about agriculture.
How do you think urban New Zealand is their attitude towards rural issues?
Well, I think after 25 years, they have been dumbed down to some extent, but in saying that, we're also now sensing, with an economic recession, we're sensing they are starting to realise agriculture is a vital part of the community.